Barbadians must ask why we are only now learning that the World Bank will not lend us money unless we enter into an IMF program. We only learned this by chance because of a question posed to Senator Boyce last night on the funding for government's medium-term fiscal strategy. What does this say about the World Bank's view of our economy? The government, by its own actions, has already abandoned the medium-term fiscal strategy. They have not secured the funding on which the plan was premised. The public, indeed, is still waiting on Senator Boyce to make a clear statement on the economic issues affecting us all and to give clear direction on where the government wants to take us. We all know for sure that the Barbados government has no protection in place for the policyholders and investors in CLECO since the life of the Oversight Committee came to an end 6 weeks ago. For Senator Boyce to say that there is a supervisor of insurance in place is to ignore the fact that there was a supervisor also in place when the Oversight Committee was appointed. We must remember that the only real official information that the public has received on CLECO has come from the chairman of the Oversight Committee. He has now been effectively silenced. Persons, in fact, who have deposited their money will now be confused after listening to him as to whether they will get back their money, as the Prime Minister and the Governor of the Central Bank had earlier promised. To tell the country as well that debt went up by $2.5 billion in 14 years, but not say that it went up by $1.8 billion in the last 2.5 years, is to continue to try to pull the wool over people's eyes and deflect from the present mismanagement of the Barbados economy. I regret that I called on Darcy Boyce to address the country on the state of the economy. It was agonizing for all who watched it, and indeed an insult to the intelligence of Barbadians. He was waffling, indecisive, testy, and even arrogant. As I said earlier, there was no clear statement on where the economy is, and no direction given on where the government wants to take it. I am not sure if this was a national address on the economy, or a political broadcast to defend the incompetence and lack of leadership of the Democratic Labour Party government. In either case, the Barbados Labour Party should be given equal time to address the real issues affecting the economy and Barbadians. This was merely a PR exercise, and a poor one at that. We now understand why it was held on the eve of Kuduma weekend, when as few people as possible would be watching.